You are listening to the Slip Punches Show with your host, Damon Gonzalez from Latin Box Sports, your boxing champions.
Hi guys, good afternoon. Damon Gonzalez from Latin Box Sports. We're back here in the studios this afternoon. We have a special guest coming on. They're all special guests. We appreciate everybody that comes on to the Slip Punches Show. It's great. Again, like I always say, for the boxing fans, it's great for everybody that joins in and just love hearing the stories, you know, love hearing about fighters that are now currently champions, fighters that are grinding in the sport of boxing, the up and coming future stars of boxing. So with that said, we'd like to bring on a very special guest and on the show, young lady, Nicole Acacio. How are you today?
Hi, I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, good. Welcome to the Slip Punches Show.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. You've certainly been a very busy young lady at 20 years old.
almost 20.
19. 19 and a half. Ain't that what you say at your age? 19 and a half? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I had the opportunity to meet you personally and your dad some years back. You were sparring in the Tampa Bay area. And I guess training for some fights at that time, you know, kindly walk us through your journey. You have a very interesting journey. You started boxing at the age 14. We would love to hear your story.
Well, originally I was doing track because both of my parents are runners.
Really?
And
wow.
My dad really wanted me to be a track star. And then I had gotten sick with pneumonia, and I was in the hospital for a couple of days. I lost a lot of weight. So he took me to a boxing gym. It was where Raymond would train. I'm sure you know him. And he just wanted me to get conditioning at first, and I didn't like boxing at all in the beginning. But I slowly got into it. I met more people, and people started working with me. And I eventually fell in love with the sport. And now 5 years later, I've been national champ. I've been on the team. And if somebody told me I would be able to, I would have all this, I wouldn't believe it. Because I barely knew how to throw a punch in the beginning.
It's unbelievable. At the blink of an eye, you as a young lady went from you didn't like boxing to... I mean, really, you were almost in every, like, tournament competitive. In 2016, 2017, you were winning championships. How motivating was that for you and your parents watching you, you know, really doing something that now you love to do? How incredible was that?
It was crazy. And at the time, I didn't really think anything of it. Both of my parents didn't think I would get as far as I was. Actually, my dad thought once I did my first sparring, I would quit. He's like, once she gets her first punch, she's not going to want to do it anymore. But it made me, for whatever reason, love the sport more. And I just wanted to get better. And here I am now.
So you're in Texas, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Now, let me just say this. And this I do know because... I try to follow boxing all the way across the board, from the amateurs to the pros and what have you, and also the great alumni of the sport. You not only work with amateurs, you work with pro fighters, and I've always admired that about the younger champions today in boxing, USA boxing. You're not scared to get in the ring with nobody, and that's what it's all about. Talk about that, because I'm sure through your journey, there's so many great people that have worked with you. Why don't you expand on that?
Well, in the beginning, when I was probably like maybe 15, 16 years old, I would work a lot with Noemi Busquets, and she would give me a lot of work, and I was basically the sparring for her because she said she's never met, you know, another amateur boxer who would put that much pressure on her, and we would both help each other a lot. And she helped me a lot when I was just coming up. And over here in Texas, I've worked with a few pro boxers. In San Antonio, there I forgot their names, but it was like two Mexican boxers. They're pretty high ranked. I've worked with them. I've worked with Chicken down here in Dallas. I'm planning on working with Alicia Bomberger soon.
Great. That's
yeah,
great.
And she'll be really good sparring. But I'll get in the ring with anybody, and I just need the work.
So I'll tell you, it's awesome because it's like a fraternity. There are so many great young fighters like yourself, and you've been through so much experience. How does it feel to be on track? Because of course, eventually down the line, you're going to want to make that decision to become a professional fighter.
Yes.
Talk about the process that what you're going through now and where you at right now.
Well, right now, if I wanted to, I could go pro, but I still want to possibly go to the next Olympics. But if, you know, I get like really good offers or something, you know, just going day by day, I would turn pro if I got something really good. But right now we're just focused on training and training really hard, trying to get to that next level every day. But if I need to turn pro tomorrow, I could do it. I'm ready. I feel prepared. But right now I'm trying to get more, a little more experience.
Now, I'll tell you, I'm sure, and again, you're like a microscope. You study the game and the sport of boxing so close. Have you taken some time to see now with all the changes, which is pretty crazy to all of us?
Yeah.
Have you watched any of the top-ranked boxing on television?
Yeah, I have, and it's crazy with the fighting without audiences. You hear every single punch.
You're hearing the punches, right? That amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like being in the gym.
It is, yeah. And I can't imagine how the fighters feel because they can hear everything.
But of course, you know, all of you's in all levels of the sport, you know, there's a certain, you know, professionalism and concentration that you have to perform and do what you need to do in the ring, inside the ring and outside the ring. Tell us about your following, man. You have so many people that follow you. And again, like I said, it's like a fraternity. It's really awesome to see all over social media.
I'm really grateful for everybody that follows me and supports me. I remember, you know, starting out, I had nobody, you know, and over the years I've watched it grow, and I'm so grateful for everybody that supports me and likes to see what I post and for when I win and when I lose. And they like to see me training and all that. I appreciate everybody. And I thank God, you know, that I have a great support system.
Nicole, watching fighters right now in the professional levels, I had Urbina on earlier today, Mexicana fighter out of Phoenix, Arizona. Fighters like Michaela Meyer, so many great women performing on the professional level. Talk about the ladies now on the pro boxing, man. What are your thoughts, and how motivating is that for you to move forward?
It's really motivating. Michaela Mayer and Clarissa Shields and Katie Taylor as well. They've opened a lot of doors for women's boxing in the pro, because just, I think it was like 2012 or before that, women weren't allowed to even box in the Olympics. And they've opened so many doors for us. And hopefully me, when I go pro, and other young amateur boxers, when they go pro, will keep opening more doors for women's boxing, because it's still not where it should be. We still get paid way less than we should, and we don't get promoted as much. But hopefully by the time I'm older and the younger boxers, the female younger boxers, they'll get paid the same as the men's.
And again, you know, there are just so many women right now on the pro level, as you mentioned, you know, Sensa out in California.
Yeah.
WBO pound for pound champion, Amanda Serrano. And she's just like dropped the bomb on boxing in so many levels. So it's great. It's great to see the motivation. Give a shout out to all your fans, because without your fans, you know, it's this is definitely, again, it's motivating, and it's awesome to continue to follow and see what's coming next for you.
Like I said, I'm very grateful for all my fans and everybody who supports me. And right now, there's no tournaments coming up because of the whole pandemic going on, which is crazy. There's one in December, the Nationals. We're training for that right now, but things are kind of, you know, I don't know if they're getting better or worse. So if they cancel it, we'll just have to keep training. But right now, that's what we're focused on.
And of course, behind closed doors, you're getting ready and you're training and you're staying in shape, correct?
Yes. Never stopped. Always working hard. There's no breaks. There might be a pandemic outside, but we'll train inside in the living room, the garage, wherever. We'll figure it out.
We definitely appreciate hearing that. And a big shout out to your dad and your team and everybody that's, you guys are really keeping things safe for yourself and everything that's going on. For the people listening in, how can everybody follow you on your Instagram, on your Twitter, on your social media accounts?
My Instagram is Nicole_boxing. My Facebook is Nicole Ocasio, OCASIO. And then my Twitter, I believe, is also Nicole Ocasio. Same thing. Yeah.
Nicole Ocasio.
That's decided to follow me. Thank you.
You're definitely an awesome young champion, and we appreciate you coming on the Slip Punches show. And as you continue to grow in your career, we hope we have you come back on the show.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Keep on punching, champ. We appreciate you. And a big shout out to you and your team and everybody in Texas over there. Stay safe, okay?
Thank you. Stay safe as well. And everybody watching, I hope you stay safe. Wear your mask.
That's it. Thank you, champion. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys, for tuning in to the Slip Punches show with Nicole Ocasio, great young lady. Again, the future of boxing. We appreciate all the fighters that come on the show, because that's what it's all about. It's all about these fighters in all levels. So thank you for tuning in. Once again, Latin Box Sports, Damon Gonzalez, we're out.